You're on Texas Standard Time.
Police in the Texas capital city are searching for whoever's behind a series of explosions at three homes in Austin in less than 2 weeks. It's left two people dead. The nature of these incidents is what's puzzling police and rattling community members. We're talking about packages that were just left at victims' homes, exploding upon being retrieved. Tony Plohetsky is one of a team of reporters covering the story for the Austin American-Statesman. Tony, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us.
You bet.
So there's some new information today from the Statesman reporting that there may be some connection between the package explosion victims. What do you have?
Well, authorities have really been working in the past 24 hours to try to establish what those connections may be, how strong those connections may be, or whether or not these are people who may be acquaintances of one another. That is what investigators are really focusing on as they go about trying to figure out who is attacking these people and why that may be.
For some reason, I was thinking that all of these individuals seem to have some connection with the African-American community or leaders in the African-American community in Austin.
Well, that is part of the investigation. We know that at least one of the victims may have had a strong connection to an organization here in the city of Austin. And the interim police chief, Brian Manley, did say at a news conference yesterday, he seemed to recognize that at least at that point, two of the victims were African-American men. But then we had the third case that happened yesterday, later in the day, and that person was a 75-year-old Hispanic woman. And so authorities now are really trying to just go about trying to figure out, you know, again, the connections that these folks may have, but also trying to keep all angles open in terms of why this is happening.
Now, describe these packages, because it's not clear to me, at least. Are they being delivered by some kind of delivery service? Are they marked?
They are not, as far as police know, being delivered by the U.S. Postal Service. And there are no indications at this point that they are being delivered by any kind of professional carrier service. So that leads police to believe that someone is driving to these homes in the dead of night and leaving them at doorsteps so that the victims find them the next morning.
Is there any consistency about the size of the packages or what they look like or how they're boxed or anything?
Authorities have not gone into that detail. In fact, they're holding back intentionally some of those details for investigative purposes. But what we are told is that they are in box-like packaging. Authorities not really kind of explaining what they mean by that. But one thing that's important to note, and that's from some of the experts we've talked to, whoever is doing this, this is a well-practiced crime that they're carrying out. They've been able to come up with an explosive device that has what they call a trigger mechanism that is able to detonate when opened or when picked up by the victims here.
So what about the community and the reaction in the community? I mean, this, we have to point out, is happening during a major festival. It's organized every year here in Austin. Any concerns regarding the disruption to that event?
No connection so far, and South by Southwest is going on as planned and as scheduled. I think it's important to note that this started before South by Southwest came to town, and it's happening in areas of the city that are many miles, at least several miles, from South by Southwest, which is happening in downtown Austin. This is happening, these crimes are happening in neighborhoods around the city of Austin. But this does come at a time when law enforcement is already on alert and being very vigilant.
Tony Plohetsky continues to follow the story. He is a reporter with the Austin American-Statesman covering a series of what police are calling package explosions in Austin. Tony, thanks again.
You bet.